have joined at a center for spiritual living on purpose and with purpose. And that all over the world, there are centers, people gathering, centering, in truth, in consciousness, in wholeness, doing exactly what we're doing, which is to know the full power, presence, and authority of the divine right here, right where I am. And to know, just picture it, all around the world, where Reverend Valerie is in Pismo Beach, in Capo, where I usually am, in Salt Lake City at the center there, at the SOAR conference in Park City, in Georgia, in Atlanta, in Switzerland, in Kenya, in Peru, all over the world, people are gathering just as we are. Just as we are. So just know that while we're filling up this room, we're actually part of that global consciousness of love. Are you in the right place?
Oh, yeah.
Check it out. Yeah? Okay, good. Me too. And what I love about the fact that we are all here on purpose and with purpose, with a shared intention, is that we can just get right into it. Even though I might not have met some of you, you know, our hearts have. And even though I have met some people in this room, it makes no difference, because what we're doing is we're getting down to business. We're getting into what's going on. So the month, for those of us that have decided to participate in the global theme, is all about treatment. Yes? And so this week, our topic is treatment deals with thought. And I love this topic because we get to talk about what we're thinking about. And we get to think about what we're talking about, because it kind of intermingles. And in the world, just in case you weren't aware, but in the world, religious scientists, which is what we are, practicing the science of mind, we're kind of known for prayer. Did y'all know that? We're known. We're known in the world for what happens when we pray. And I don't think that that's a coinkydink. I don't think that that's something that is just random. I think it's because there's a purpose and a power and something really incredible that happens when we participate in what we call affirmative prayer, spiritual mind treatment. So I'm really good with the words God, so I use it a lot. I hope it doesn't offend anyone. And I also really like using the phrase spiritual mind treatment, because to me it speaks to what we're doing. We're treating the mind. And we're treating the mind of the person who's praying. It's not like we're fixing out anything out there in the world, because really, the world is just fine. The world is just fine. I know that's really hard to take in. I know it's really hard to take in. I'm not saying it lightly. I'm saying it from a place of truth, because that's why we're here today, to find that center, to be in the prayer, to be in that truth, so that when we go out in the world, we can live it. So what I know is true is that the world is just fine. And I get to remind myself of that. And I get to use spiritual mind treatment to do that. It's one of my favorite spiritual practices, and we're going to talk about several of them this morning. And let's make it a talk. You know, let's not just have it be a monologue. Feel free. Join in. Let me hear you, okay? Yes. Agreed? Yes. Yes, it's just so much more fun that way. So we'll go straight to the book. Ernest Holmes wrote The Science of Mind, and he is our founder. And I love the way he speaks to what it is that we're teaching. And in the book of the month, this month, in the Living the Science of Mind, Ernest reminds us that treatment is a conscious pronouncement about the spiritual self and its relationship to the universe or God. Let me say it again. It's a lot of words. Treatment is a conscious pronouncement, declaration. It's a conscious mindful, thoughtful pronouncement about the spiritual self, capitals, about the spiritual self, our true nature, the wholeness of us, the divinity of God within us, and its relationship with the universe, or God. So that's what we're doing when we pray, yes? When we're in spiritual mind treatment, we're reminding ourselves of the truth of our being. We're reminding ourselves of the truth of life. We're reminding ourselves that that truth is not just mine, but it is ours. So it is inclusive of everyone, everything, all of those conditions, all of those people, everything. That truth resides in all life. And thank you. Thank you for being here today, Michael. My goodness, we couldn't have planned that better. We're friends. And it's just wonderful to hear the prayer and to be in that space of the prayer. And as I was listening, I thought, well, what's my prayer? What's my prayer? What's my prayer? What do I pray for? Because those are my thoughts. If I don't know what my prayer is, maybe I should check out what my thoughts are. Because our thoughts are our prayer. So back to Ernest Holmes, conscious pronouncement about the spiritual self and its relationship with the universe. What do I want to do when I'm praying? I want to be completely clear about what it is that I'm praying for. I want to be completely clear about what it is that I'm calling forth in my life, what it is that I'm declaring, what it is that I'm declaring to be true for myself and for all life, because it's not just me. If I'm going to know this good for me, and we're all one, I know it for all. And have you noticed what happens? Because I can tell a little bit of a recognition there, self-recognition. Have you noticed what happens when you have that experience of knowing the truth for yourself in all life? Have any of you had an experience of that? Just give me a little signal. Yeah. Me too. Is it like life transforms? Is it all of a sudden things open up? All of a sudden the right people are coming into your life? All of a sudden the situation is just, the road is made clear before us. True? Yeah. And I'm not the only one, I know it. And it's exciting because sometimes I work with the youth a lot, and I ask the children, so I'll ask you, when do we pray?
Always.
Yes! And so where do we pray?
Everywhere.
Right where we are, right where we are. Okay, here's the good one, why? Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Oh, because I can. All of it, yes. So we have within us at every moment everything we need to live the life of love, of truth, of wholeness, of wisdom, of creativity, of power. We have within us at every moment, everything we need to live in doubt, to live in scarcity, to live in separation. It's up to us, right? It's up to us. So we can check in. If we notice that our life is going a little wonky, it's happened. It goes wonky. Sometimes things happen, and we find ourselves in that place of doubt, of confusion, of criticism, of self-criticism. And we go, what the heck? How did this happen? And sometimes I hear myself saying, what was I thinking? What was I thinking? And that is my clue. That is exactly my first clue. What was I thinking? Well, clearly I wasn't thinking truth. Clearly, I wasn't thinking wholeness. Clearly, I forgot in a momentary amnesic moment that God is all there is. that who I'm looking at is the divine, that who I'm interacting with is the divine, that what I'm seeing with are the eyes of God. At every moment, in every experience, we get to remember who and whose we are. In every moment. So sometimes it's easier than others, true? Yeah, I mean, gosh. And so this month, spending the whole month talking about and really diving into the power of spiritual mind treatment and what we're doing with it and how we're utilizing it and why it matters that we pray in a particular way is really just so much fun. And so recognizing the importance of our thought. And for anyone who's ever met with a practitioner, anybody? Yep, me too. Then the first thing the practitioner asks us is, what's the purpose? Why are we here? Why are we here? And sometimes there's a little bit of a story. Sometimes it's a long story. And what we always get to is the purpose of the prayer. What is the purpose of it? Because prayer is intentional, it's creative, and it's focused. And the first thing that we do is we go to what is the intention? What is the purpose? Why am I praying? And for me, it's almost always something around oneness. It almost always comes down to I'm feeling separated from God. I'm feeling separated from love. I'm feeling separate from truth. I'm feeling separate. I am feeling separate. And I don't like it. Because I like being, you know, in that good vibration. I like living there. So almost always, back of it all, there's a feeling of separation. And what I want to do is I want to remember my truth. I want to remember my wholeness. I want to remember that God is right here within me and within all life. And so the purpose, the intention behind it. And our thoughts are so powerful. I want to find, if I can, this quick little quote, but I won't spend too much time looking for it. So The activity of life is to know itself. There's only one life. That life is God's life. That life is perfect. That life is my life now. Is that the right order? There's only one life. That life is God's life. That life is perfect. That life is my life now. Seems like you guys have heard it before and maybe said it before. Let's do it. There's only one life. That life is God's life. That life is perfect. That life is my life now. Okay, we're going to do it again, and don't think about anything else. Try to have a laser focus on the feeling and the words, okay? Laser focus. There's only one life. That life is God's life. That life is perfect. That life is my life now. Feel it? Even though we can't hear it, we can feel it, the vibration. Focused. Focused thought brought into our experience through our word. Focused. Spiritual mind treatment is powerful. It's intentional. We use our thought. We use our thought. Can anyone else think for me? Try it. Think for me. Can I think for you? Not really. But what we do get to do is exchange. What we do get to do is be with each other. What we do get to do is surround ourselves with like-minded people. So that we do remember who and whose we are. So that we do have someone say, hey, Patty, where are you? What are you thinking? It's been said. What am I thinking? That's all I need to do is ask, what am I thinking? Am I thinking in alignment with truth? Am I thinking in alignment with wholeness? Am I thinking in alignment with the beauty and the creativity and the wisdom of all life? Or am I forgetting? And at any moment, who has the power to remember? Right, we do. So just really quickly, the place and the way, the technique, the strategy, the whatever you want to call it that I use is my daily spiritual practice. Probably not a new idea. Probably not a new idea. But I just can't let it go without bringing it into the space, the value of spending time every day in communion with the divine, centering my thought, centering my thinking so that I can go out and be a pure and clear channel for God's good, for the wisdom, for the creativity, for the power, for the joy, for the love that is just waiting to be expressed. So the daily spiritual practices, meditation, prayer, chanting, what else? Reading, visioning, visualizing, serving, yes, walking, talking, communing, being in nature. We used to have a little list of the right ones, but I've come to realize, just like when we meditate, however we sit is just perfect. However we find our spiritual practice is just perfect, because we're being called to know it, where we are, who we are, and with what we are. And I need to just check in and know who's keeping time for me. Thank you. Am I good? Okay, thank you. All right, good. Yay. So we're learning how to think. We're learning how to think all the time. We're not just coming on Sunday and doing it, right? No. I like the way you answered that so with conviction. No, we're not. We're doing it all the time because life is giving us the opportunity to recognize what we're thinking about. So if you're wondering what you've been thinking about, just check out your experience. Because there it is, the evidence of where our thoughts have been. What's the experience I'm having? Okay, that tells me what I've been thinking. Do I want to change that experience? I'm going to change my thinking. I've heard that before. Change your thinking, change your life? Yes. So we check in at the end of the day. I'm a big fan of conscious completion. I check in at the end of the day. I complete my day. I reflect back. I go, ah, how did my day show up for me? How did it show up for me? And I celebrate it, all of the bits and pieces of it. And I prepare myself for the next day. I prepare myself, do I want to bring a little more love to that relationship? Do I want to bring a little more compassion here? Don't I set myself free in a place? And I do that mindfully, consciously, intentionally, focused. I bring my attention to my intention. I bring my attention to my intention. And so I must continuously remind myself of my intention. What is my intention? What is it that I want to be doing here? Do I want to just be floating along the river, which is lovely? Do I want to actively be participating and engaging? Do I want to be giving of myself fully? Do I want to be showing up? Yeah, that's my intention. Show up. There was a time in my life when hiding out seemed like a good idea. I have to admit, I still have moments. I'm probably not the only one. The practitioner resolves things into thoughts so that we can look at the thought behind the thing, so that we can go to the creative impulse, because the situation is not cause, right? What's cause? Consciousness. What's consciousness? Our thought. So we're ever mindful of our thought. There used to be a magazine called Creative Thought. Wasn't it great? It's still great. It's just morphed. But I loved that, using that every morning to remind myself my creative thought. My thought is creative. And as practitioners, and we're all practitioners, some of us are licensed, some of us are credentialed, but everyone is a practitioner. If that feels odd to you, just let it kind of be, sit with it, and let yourself be your own practitioner. And so sometimes I like to think of it as, you know, life is a big yarn ball and it kind of gets tangled and messy sometimes. And what we get to do is we get to untangle the mess. Sometimes we come to ourselves, sometimes we show up in our prayer chair or we show up with our practitioner and it's just, life is a mess. How did it get to be like this? And it's just this tangle of emotions and feelings and people and situations and conditions, and it just feels so messed up. And so we just gently, lovingly start separating it out, like untangling our necklaces when they're tangled, or a bunch of yarn or string, and allow ourselves to pull that thread. And just let us identify one. You know, maybe there's disappointment. Maybe there's heartache. Maybe there's some forgiveness that needs to happen, some blame. And just pull one. We don't have to try to do it all at once, because chances are, when we really allow ourselves to just say, okay, let's just look at this. Let me just look at this. Let me just be with this, even though it's scary, and even though I want to deny it, and even though I want to just say, no, it doesn't exist. If I'm just willing to just look at it, chances are it will reveal to me the truth. Because behind of every condition, every negative thought, every idea of lack or separation, there is the mental equivalent of truth. And our thought is going to reveal that to us. Mind can never operate outside of consciousness. And if the practitioner believes that disease or conditions are external to consciousness and treats them as if they were, he will soon discover that he is trying to bombard them from without. He is trying to make mind reach something that is not mental, or trying to make a thought reach something outside of mind. He is doomed to failure. Life happens from the inside out. Life happens from the inside out. My life experience is dependent upon my thought. My thought is creating my life experience. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it because I'm thinking about the good, the wholeness, the truth, and the well-being that is right here, right now. I'm looking at it. I'm looking with it. I'm living in the midst of it. And it is living in the midst of me. And so today I'm really grateful to share this with you, to experience your love, to experience this beautiful energy, this space that is the Center for Spiritual Living, Huntington Beach, and to be in the presence of intentional mindfulness.